Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man sentenced to federal prison for disability fraud. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 63-year-old Gillette man has been sentenced to 1 year in federal prison for collecting disability benefits while secretly working and earning income for years. County 17 reported James M. Alexander was injured while working for BNSF Railway and began receiving monthly disability payments through the U.S. Railroad Retirement Board. As a part of the agreement, he was required to report any return to work or improvements in his condition. Instead, prosecutors say Alexander resumed working in remodeling and construction between 2016 and 2023, bringing in more than $330,000, all while continuing to collect benefits and filing false tax returns that underreported his income. In addition to the 12-month prison term, Alexander was sentenced to 2 years of supervised release and ordered to pay over $409,000 in restitution, plus a $200 special assessment. U.S. District Court Judge Alan B. Johnson handed down the sentence on June 17th. Alexander is expected to report to prison on August 4th. Wyoming horse racing bets hit $2.1 billion as lawmakers eye new gambling taxes. Wyoming's horse racing gambling industry has exploded, with more than $2.1 billion in bets placed in 2024, according to a new state report. That's up from just $8 million a decade ago, when the state first legalized historic horse racing machines. According to Wildfile, much of the action comes not from live horse races, but from the nearly 3,000 gambling terminals across 45 facilities statewide. These machines mimic slot machines, but base results on actual past horse races. The rapid growth has drawn concern from local officials who say they're overwhelmed by new facilities and have little to say in where they open. Legislators now plan to draft bills to raise taxes on the industry and give cities more control. There's also growing unease over problem gambling. While only 20 people have used Wyoming's self-ban program, officials admit that it's not a full picture. Advocates say calls for help are rising, with some reporting tens of thousands lost over a weekend. Lawmakers are considering new taxes to fund addiction treatment and infrastructure, including a proposal to raise the state's handle tax from 1.5% to 2.5%. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.